Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, happy Friday. Welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today, I want to share with you another one of my amazing mentees podcast. For those of you who don't know, this year, I've started mentoring Christian podcasters and really just helping them to be able to fine tune their voice, their message that the Lord has given them so that they can get it out to the masses and truly make the impact that He's called them to make. And it has been the most rewarding experience that goes beyond business relationships to be able to serve these women and to hear and to see what the outcome of all of the development that we've done, to just see it all translate into how they show up on their platforms. It brings me so much joy. And so it's just an honor to be able to serve them even more by sharing their platforms with you. Why not? You know, God has blessed me with the ability to reach many people with this podcast. So how dare I not use it to uplift and amplify others that He's called to the space? It's a lot of crap in this podcasting industry. And so it's an honor to be able to introduce you guys to some really amazing women and some amazing shows that they've created. Clarissa in particular, she's the host of the Purified and Proven podcast. Clarissa, we've known each other for some years. She came to one of my Find Your Voice Academy retreats. She's been in the society, and she always tells this story about how she had this microphone sitting under her bed for so long because we started working on her show together some years ago. And for whatever reason, I'm going to say the enemy really was trying to keep her from getting this show out. And so one of the inclusions of my program that she was in before was she got a podcast mic. And she, I love how she tells the story about how that mic just sat under her bed for so long. And this year, she just talked about how dedicated and committed she was to just finally getting it out, finally doing what God has called her to do. And we've talked through so many instances where the enemy has tried to distract her, so many instances where she's been in her head. I've had to tell her so many times, like, hey, let's come back to earth because I think you're psyching yourself out. So again, I'm extremely proud to see this podcast come to fruition and so excited to share it with you. The Purified and Proven podcast is a show dedicated to helping believers in Christ stay committed to their journey with God, regardless of obstacles, seasons, or challenges they face. Clarissa is here to run alongside you, offering encouragement and support as you continue the race. This podcast dives deep into the often overlooked mental and emotional aspects of the Christian walk. She explores various elements of living for Christ, providing practical advice to help address these struggles. Together, you'll navigate the pain points and take actionable steps to grow closer to God one day at a time. I want to play for you this sample episode. It's titled, Nothing is Too Hard for God, Overcoming Doubt and Trusting His Promises. I believe that this episode in particular is very timely and you're going to be truly blessed by it. If you love this podcast, if you love this episode, go ahead and subscribe. The link will be in the show notes. So without further ado, here is a sample episode of the Purified and Proven podcast, available now everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Purified and Proven show. I'm your host, Clarissa Mann. Listen in every week as I help believers stay committed to their walk with God, no matter the challenges. I offer encouragement and practical direction to navigate the mental and emotional struggles of the Christian journey. Together, we'll navigate the pain points and take actionable steps to move closer to God, one day at a time. Let's start the show. Welcome back to the Purified and Proven Podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Mann, and I have a great episode for you all today. What we're going to talk about is there anything too hard for the Lord? Seriously, I want you to think about that. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? And I got this topic because I was looking at a TikTok video and a girl made a video of her five funniest moments from the Bible. And one of the moments was when God called out Sarah for laughing. And I told my sister about the video. And now, you know, me and her, we're just joking back and forth about, like, you know, God don't play. He basically hears, sees every single thing, like nothing get past God. And the Bible is so intentional because they don't leave out anything. Like, if it's in there, it's because they truly want us to know. And I wind up going back and reading the story about Abraham and Sarah. And I read their story multiple times. However, you know, when you read the Bible, it's like you always just get something new. Like the Holy Spirit will reveal something that, you know, you need to know at that time. And I skipped over that part where, you know, God calls out Sarah for laughing. And the part I skipped over and what I'm going to talk about is that, you know, the things that Sarah said and like her mindset, how she felt about herself and how, you know, kind of reveals how she feels about the Lord. And I was just like, wow, okay, you know, this is starting to hit home for me. So I'm going to read my core scripture first, and I'm also going to just elaborate on how we got to that part. So my core scripture is Genesis 18, verse 12 through 15. And it says, "So she laughed silently to herself and said, how could a worn out woman like me enjoy such pleasure, especially when my master, my husband, is also so old? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, can an old woman like me have a baby? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I will return about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Sarah was afraid, so she denied it, saying, I didn't laugh. But the Lord said, no, you did laugh. And I was just like, honey, God, he will stand on business. I said, God is about to go through that tent and let Miss Sarah have it. But that's not what happened. Anywho, how they got to that point was God had told Abraham that he would reward him, he was going to protect him, and that he was going to bless him. And Abraham brought it up to God first. He said, you know, Lord, what good is all these blessings if I don't have a son? Like, I don't have children to give my inheritance to. The only person I could give this to is my servant. And God is like, no, I got you. Like, you're going to have a son. I'm going to give you a son. In the next scene, it says Sarah tells Abraham that, you know, she's going to give Hagar, her Egyptian servant, to him. They're going to have a baby, and that's how they're going to have their son. Okay, but God just told Abraham that he was going to bless him with the son. All right, so Hagar has the baby with Abraham. But now Hagar is feeling some type of way towards Sarah. Sarah doesn't like how Hagar is treating her. She goes to Abraham and she blames Abraham for how Hagar is treating her. And Abraham was like, that's your problem. You deal with her. I don't have nothing to do with it. So I believe Sarah deals with Hagar in a harsh way, which causes Hagar to leave. The angel talks to Hagar. She comes back. And, you know, now she's with Sarah and Abraham. Now, again, God and his angels, they come to visit Abraham, and he is telling Abraham, you know, his plan for him. Hey, you know, you're going to have a son. He changes his name. He actually changes Sarah's name as well. But this time, Sarah can hear God telling Abraham that, you know, hey, you're going to, you know, have a son.
And that's what led to Sarah laughing and saying those things about herself. And in this, I'm like, the Holy Spirit started to point out to me, like, okay, what is it that you think about yourself? Like, how do you feel about the promises that the Lord has, you know, said to you? And those thoughts started to come up also with the feelings attached to it. And as I read it again, the Lord gave me four things, four points that I believe each of us can benefit from, but also the majority of us can identify with. And the first point is, don't underestimate the task that God has entrusted you. And what I mean by that is, we can't let our limiting beliefs disqualify us from the assignment that God has given us. I know for myself, when the Lord said that I was his mouthpiece, like I would be speaking, I instantly begin to think of all of the insecurities that I have. I begin to think of my, you know, the negative things people may have said, people have said about me. I started to think of and create all these scenarios of like the worst possible things happening. And it's like how I see myself is not how God sees me. Her response was a lack of faith because of what she thought about herself. Like how she felt about herself, it showed how much faith that she had in God. Because the fact that she doubted God, she doubted that God could use her, an old, worn out woman. I'm like, just think about how you think about yourself, some of the things that you said about yourself. Like, why would God want to use a person like me? I used to drink, I used to smoke, or I used to fight, I used to curse people out. Like, you'll start saying all these negative things about yourself because of what who God said that you was, because of the assignment and the task that he's given you. I know for myself, I could think about like, dang, I used to curse people out. Like the same mouth that I'm right now, I'm saying, amen, hallelujah, I love you. Like God is my Lord and Savior. I used to curse people out. However, now I'm not cursing folks out. Now I really am representing the Lord in every way possible. Sarah, she wanted to be a mother, but she really didn't know all that God had in store for her. Like she didn't know God's full plan for her. And in Genesis 17:16, it says, and I will bless her and give you a son from her. Yes, I will bless her richly, and she will become the mother of many nations. Kings of nations will be among her descendants. I'm like, Sarah, you want a baby, but you don't know that God wants you to be a mother of nations. But because of her limited belief, like, I'm an old, worn out woman. I'm 89 years old. Like, what you mean we going to have a baby? Like, Ishmael is already here. Like we all, like I already went and did something. So how am I going to have a baby? And I know we can relate to that. You know, it doesn't always have to, you know, we're just talking about her story, but literally I'm pretty sure we can all insert something in there that, you know, God has told us something and it seems like, okay. The second point is your way of thinking needs to align with your new identity. See, God, he changed Sarah and Abraham's name. He gave them a new identity. He told them his plan that he has for them. Yet Sarah, she still didn't believe. Like Sarah did not believe that God would bless her with a son. She didn't think that God was going to come through for her. And I really have to point this out. Don't let your past insecurities, your poor decisions, or even your current state, don't let that stop you from being obedient to God. Don't let that stop you from believing that God can really do something through you. Don't let what other people may, like what they said about you, the rumors that they spread about you, Don't come into agreement with those things. Seriously, if you know you used to live a certain life and you've given your life over to God, He's given you a new identity. You now identify as an heir to the kingdom of God. You now identify as a child of the Most High God. And God created all of us with a purpose. That's to praise Him, to worship Him, to love Him. That's to go out and spread the Great Commission, you know, to go out there and spread the good news. And we all have an assignment. And guess what? We all have a past.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
So don't let that stop you from being who God says you are. Like, don't hold on to your old nickname. Don't hold on to the old things you used to do, even when, you know, someone wants to throw it in your face, or even when that thought comes back or that memory comes back of the things that you used to do. It's not who you are. It is not who God says you are. In Ephesians 4:21-24 says, "If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." Believe that the old you has been crucified. That's what you got to believe. You got to believe that the old you has been crucified on the cross and that who you used to be is dead and gone and that you are a new creation in Christ. That's what you have to believe. That's what you got to hold on. That's something that you got to wear around your neck like a necklace. Like, yeah, I used to be that. I used to do that, but that's not who I am anymore. That's not what I'm called to do. I was lost. Now I am found. That's where you have to start operating in, because God has called you to do something for him, for his kingdom, for his glory. So you truly have to believe that. You got to let your emotions catch up with where you are today. Because living in the past, it don't do nothing for you. It has not done anything for me. It has not benefited me not one second. So we have to start aligning ourselves and getting our mind in the place where God has called us, where God says, okay, this is your new name. This is who you are. You don't got to go by that old name no more. You don't have to behave that way no more. You know, when you read my word, I'm telling you the standard that I want you to live by. So remember that you are a new creation in Christ. You got a new identity. You got to abide by that. My third point is don't go around God. And this is where we go back to where Sarah gave Hagar as a wife to Abraham to bring Ishmael into the world. Now, in that time, that was like their culture practice. So Sarah, she leaned on her cultural practices instead of the promise of God. Now, Abraham already knew that God was going to give him a son. Now, this is something that God told him. He knew, and somewhat even Abraham doubted. But Sarah decided to just take matters into her own hand, and her plan did not work. Not only did her plan not work, but, you know, when Isaac arrived, there was an issue between Hagar and Ishmael and Sarah and Isaac, to the point that Sarah was like, y'all, Abraham, tell them they got to go. They got to go. And I'm pretty sure that wasn't easy for Abraham to do, but it had to be done. It's like God will tell us what he wants us to do. And he'll tell us, you know, he'll give us a certain part of the plan. And when we don't see things moving in the direction that they should go, or we believe they should go, when we don't see everything happening, then we begin to make up our own plans. We begin to start putting our hands in the pot, even though that's not what God told us to do. He already gave us instructions. God is like, okay, I need you to start this bakery business, and you're trying to make t-shirts and cups and mugs and all these things when God clearly told you, I need you to start this bakery business. Why are you making t-shirts and cups? Why are you pouring money into t-shirts and cups? Why aren't you getting the things that you need for this business that I gave you? Why aren't you evangelizing? I told you to evangelize. I told you to go out. I've given you all that you need to go out and spread the word. But you over here trying to start a detail mobile business or whatever it is that you're trying to do. Like, we should not deviate from God's plan. And we should not start doing things without his permission. So when we don't see the results that we want as quick as we want, we start doing other things. I've done that. I've done that numerous times when God told me, you're not going to do this. I need you to do that. And I will still go ahead and try to do all these other things. And I'll be angry, frustrated, upset about pouring money into it, or just angry and just all types of emotions because I'm not seeing the results that I want to see. Well, of course you're not, because you're not doing what the Lord told you to do. And we can even say, oh, well, I don't really know what God wants me to do. So if you're still unclear about what God wants you to do, you should be pursuing God even more to get an understanding of what he wants you to do. Take it up a notch. Fast more. Pray more. You know, start reading your word more. Look for wise counsel also within your friend group or within your church. See if you can go to someone who you believe is wise enough to help you have an understanding of what it is that God wants you to do. Anyways, whatever he gives you to do, try not to do anything without his permission. Always go to God first and ask, Lord, is this what you want me to do? And my last point is, be honest with God about your true feeling. Don't lie to God about how you feel and what you desire. I believe sometimes we avoid telling God what we truly want and what we desire because we don't want to be disappointed that, one, it might not happen, two, on how long it might take, three, we're just like, hey, this is what I want, but what happened if that is not a part of God's will for us? I think we lie for so many reasons. Some of us go to bed at night and the first thing on our mind when we're laying down is how we want to be married. We desire to have children. We desire to have a successful career. And we think about all the things that we go through when we're walking with God and how, you know, God's timing is not our timing, how God's ways is not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And it sometimes feels unfair when it's like, well, God, you know these things that I want, but why won't you give them to me when I want them? Why won't you allow me to, you know, be in the place that I desire to be in? And it all goes back to God truly does knows what's best for us. And also, he knows our heart. You know, the word of God says the heart can be deceitful. Who knows what's in it? Only God knows what's in it. And sometimes we desire these certain things, but we don't have the capacity for it. We're not emotionally mature for it. We're just not ready for it. And although Sarah was 89 years old when the Lord told her that she was going to have a baby, you know, she wound up having a baby when she was 90 years old. She laughed it off and she thought about, I'm an old, worn out woman. Like, what can you do with me? He's like, I'm going to do so much with you, so much that you're going to be a mother of nations, so much is that when somebody else is believing in a child or believing in something and they may think that their time has ran out or they think that they're just not qualified or we think that, you know, Lord, your vision is too far-fetched or God, you got the wrong person. You can't possibly want me to do it. We have to be honest with God about how we feel. When we're honest with God and we express our feelings to him, it gives God room to expose the lies that we believe. If you ever had a conversation out loud, sometimes it helps you to think things through. You're like, oh, snap, that, you know, that now that I say it out loud, that does sound foolish. Like, I am smart. I am qualified. You know, I have all that I need for this. I can do these things. However, it all still goes back to trusting God with everything, trusting God with the plan that he has for our lives. And I do believe that, you know, God is a man that he shall not lie. I do believe that the good work that he started in us, he will complete. If we let him, we got to let God do what he said that he would do. So to anyone who's believing in God to do something for them, if there's anyone who's believing in a breakthrough, is there anyone who's believing for God to take them to the next level? If there's anybody who's struggling with a sin or struggling to believe, I'm just going to ask you right now, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for God to overcome? Is there anything too hard for God to deliver you from? I really want to ask you that. Is there anything too hard for the Lord that you and I say that we know, the Lord that you and I say that we serve? Is there anything too hard for the strong tower? Is there anything too hard for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Is there anything too hard for God? Ask yourself that. Think of the things that you desire. Think of the very things that God has promised you. And I'm going to read Genesis 21, verse 1 through 7. It says, "The Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised. She became pregnant and she gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. This happened at just the time God had said it would, and Abraham named their son Isaac. 8 days after Isaac was born, Abraham circumcised him as God had commanded. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born, and Sarah declared, 'God has brought me laughter. All who hear about this will laugh with me.' Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse a baby? Yet I have given Abraham a son in his old age." God said, "Play with someone else and not me. I said what I said." Like, literally, I am praying that we all will go from, "Is there anything too hard from God?" to "God has brought me laughter," when we are standing in and living in and experiencing the promise that God has for our lives. Truly, that is my prayer for everyone, that we go from, "Is there anything too hard for the Lord?" to "God has brought me laughter." We can now talk about that very difficult season and we can laugh about it. We can smile about it. We can give a testimony about it. And I'm going to leave you guys with two reflection questions. This is some homework for you guys for you to do. And the first one is, what limiting beliefs or doubts keep me from trusting God's promises? And the second one is, how can I align my mindset with the new identity God has given me? And I will make sure to put these two reflecting questions in the show notes for you. As always, thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I truly hope that you are beyond inspired, beyond encouraged, and to really think about the things that you want and that you desire and bring it all back to the Lord. Also, don't forget to rate the show, leave a nice review, and I will see you guys next Wednesday. Thank you for tuning into the Purified and Proven podcast.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating.
Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.